Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. Now today we're talking all about emotions. And when I went for my walk this morning, I wanted to do this podcast and I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. So I put it out there to the ethers and said, like, what am I going to talk about? And a few things popped up in the walk that made me realize that I haven't probably gone in deep enough with the emotional side of things. So I started thinking about it. Now, let's face it, where do emotions come from? Like, we know emotions are energy in motion. So it's an energy that's coming through. But where do they come from? Now, straight away, I start to go, okay, well, they come, say, through the heart chakra. They're heart-centered emotions. So if our intuition is giving us these emotions and they're coming through the heart, then what's the other side to it? And we look at this, emotions are the feeling side of it and thoughts are the thinking side of it. So we start to get an understanding of that side. So emotions are coming through. And look, honestly, emotions can really override everything. You know, they can actually engulf us, and we get into those depressions and the anxiety and things like that when they become so strong and so overwhelming. So how can we control these emotions? And I've written it down. I've put this podcast down as emotional mastery because I don't really feel we need to control the emotions. We need to master the emotions. And there's a difference in controlling and mastering, because emotions aren't bad. Emotions will be coming through for different reasons. And we have them there for those particular reasons. And emotions are very, very strong in that they give us a clear understanding of what our intuition is guiding us to, or what our spirit is guiding us through these intuitive messages. And one of those intuitive messages is emotions as well. So that's really important. So when we start to look at this, so if we're getting these emotions, and look, I haven't written this podcast down. I haven't done anything with it. This is like thoughts that were coming through my head this morning. I was having a shower. I did my 40-minute walk in the morning, gone and had my shower, and these are the thoughts that start to come through. And I start to go, well, what exactly are emotions? And we know that that's energy in motion, so that's okay. So where are they coming from? And I keep thinking they're actually coming from our spirit. It's these messages that we are getting. Yes, certainly our emotions actually can be triggered by what we're seeing around us and what's happening and what we're experiencing, but they're coming from our spirit. It's that information that we need. Now, with a lot of the therapists and a lot of the training in that you go through, they talk about getting an understanding. Let me just explain this. This is how I see therapists, right? Therapists will help with the thinking side of it. And say intuitive coaches or other life coaches will help you with the feeling side of it. So we've got the thinking and the feeling, and we need to have both. Thinking comes from our physical, feeling comes from our spiritual. So when we start to really break it down into some easy tin tacks, we start to get this sort of a yin and a yang effect. We have the thinking and we have the feeling. So this is what was coming through this morning in the shower and when I was doing my hair and, you know, all the sort of the things that you do, and you allow, it's like an active meditation. You allow the messages to come through while you're doing other things. So these messages were starting to come through, and it was like, well, if you're getting all the feelings all the emotions are coming through from spirit and getting that understanding. And then we get that thinking side from the physical. It starts to make a little bit more sense as to what you're doing and where you're going. Now, I have a lot of people on this podcast. I did write a couple of notes. So I've got a lot of people on this podcast that have said that, you know, you've got to follow your heart. You've got to follow your heart. Now, I agree with that to a certain extent. Yes, you do have to follow your heart. And that's all coming from that spiritual aspect. But we also have to allow that thinking, that logical side to come in as well. That physical aspect needs to be there as well. And that is really, really important. Now, if we look at, say, constantly following your heart, you're constantly in your emotions, you're constantly in your feelings. And what can happen there if we get stuck in those feelings, especially if those feelings are negative? We can start to experience the depression and we can start to experience the anxiety. Now, I've never had depression. I have had depressive times where I have felt quite depressed, but I have not experienced long-term depression, which I'm really, really grateful for. So I'm not an expert on that. I'm not an expert on anxiety. I live with a partner who does experience anxiety. So I'm not an expert on it. So I'm starting to go back into that logical side to it where I want to get a clearer understanding of what the emotions are and how we're looking at it. So again, I go back to the physical and the spiritual. So we've got those two bodies. What's happening there? Intuition is those messages between the two. And one type of message, we can have the thoughts, but we can also have all the ideas that come through, the imagination, but we can also have the feelings, the emotions that come through. All right, so when we start to look at that, we go, okay, so if the emotions are coming through the heart, through that side of things, and we get stuck in those emotions, then isn't it or doesn't it make sense? And I don't know if this is right or not. I'm just putting it out there. If we get stuck in those emotions, doesn't it make sense then to flip it and look at the thinking side of it? Now, I know when you've seen, I haven't actually been to therapists. I've chatted with a lot of therapists anyway. But when they help you, when you go to a therapist or a psychologist, you know, in that context, they help you with the thinking, with the logic side of it. So this is, you're experiencing this in your life. Have you tried doing this or have you looked at that? And they give you those tools and the logical explanation to go through it. What they're looking at or what they could be looking at is that you're stuck in this emotion and you need to sort of use your thoughts or your thinking to get a better understanding of it, to bring you out of that emotion. So is it that you're stuck in that heart center when you really need to start to connect with the head center as well? And then we've got the flip side where you're in your head all the time, and that could be almost like with anxiety where you're constantly thinking about things going that could be going wrong, and even you've got to the stage where you aren't even aware that you're thinking that. It's so subconscious that maybe it's the flip side where we have to go into our emotions to look at it. So these were the thoughts that were coming through, and this is the feelings that I was getting or what I was experiencing this morning. So again, I went back into it and I sort of went, okay, so if thinking and feeling as important as each other, then when people say, well, you know, follow your heart, it's not as easy as it seems. It's not as easy as what they're putting out there. And it's not that easy because your heart is not just positive. Emotions are positive and negative. So what you're coming through is a bit of both. So when they're saying follow your heart, what they're saying is follow the good emotions, the nice emotions. It's not necessarily going to help you get out of the bad or the negative emotions, but you follow your positive emotions. okay, that makes sense. That gets an understanding. But when we're stuck in these really heavy, heavy emotions, it's very, very hard to look forward to a positive, really hard. Like when you're going through depression or when you're going through different things that you're obviously experiencing, it's very hard to sort of go, you know, oh, well, think of the positives. You know, it's not, look, hair on my face somewhere. It's not that easy. We can't just think of the positives when you're feeling really down or you're feeling anxious or you're feeling depressed. That's when we go, okay, well, why don't you look at going to a therapist, a psychologist, a thinking person, not a feeling person, because you're already feeling all those. Try flipping it to look at the thinking side of it. All right. So I know when I was going through the relationship breakdown and you know, like I said, I didn't experience depression, but I know that there was some pretty deep times there, pretty depressive times. I had to start thinking differently. That was my biggest thing. I was so caught up in the feeling, I had to start thinking differently. Now, when I started thinking differently, then the changes started to come through. So with most of the things that we're doing in our life, we need to make sure we've got that balance of thinking and feeling. Now, the flip side again to this, and I'll go back into that again in a minute, but the flip side of this is when they talk about the law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction is you think about it, but you have to feel it. So they're bringing in both aspects of it. If you want to get a better understanding of the law of attraction I won't say a higher level, it could even be a deeper level, but it's a different level. You could listen to Esther Hicks. Now, the issue with listening to Esther Hicks and the teachings of Abraham, and she channels Abraham, is the aspect behind it is the fact you've got to understand the terminology that goes with it, okay? You have to listen to it for quite some time or listen to her for quite some time to understand the terminology behind it, because that is the biggest hurdle, I guess, to understanding what the law of attraction is, the art of intuition. So if you listen to Esther Hicks and that the teachings of Abraham's, it gives you an understanding of the law of attraction. It really does go into it quite deeply. But again, the issue is understanding the terminology that goes with it. So for those that when you've listened to it over and over and over and over and over again, you start to pick up that information. And it's like anything. It's that practice. You know, you're going to a new job. They're going to call different things different things. You know, it might be a filing system, might be a folder system. It might be, you know, it's a different system. It might be a cupboard. You know, everybody has their own terminology, or every industry and every aspect have their own terminology. When we're looking at the teachings of Abraham, they've got there's its own terminology in there. If you can get past that, you can start to get an understanding of it. But a lot of people will disagree with it. A lot of that stuff with the art of intuition. I did it again with the teachings of Abraham or the law of attraction. They will disagree with it because they say you can't just think about it and get it. Okay. And that is true. You have to feel it as well. So you're thinking and you're feeling. Now, when we go back to emotions, we start to go, well, hang on, you're feeling everything. So now you have to think it as well. So if you're stuck in this cycle of depression, then you have to think of something else. And because you're thinking about it, you have the choice to think differently. Now, what often happens when you're in anxiety or depression is that you're constantly thinking about the depression, the negatives, the shit. Oh, that's the legal terminology for it. You're often thinking about all that crap that you're going through and constantly thinking it, constantly feeling it, constantly attracting it. That's what the law of attraction is all about. So if you're in these emotions and you're feeling these emotions, then what you've got to do is start thinking about something other than those emotions. And that's what the first step is. And that's where they talk about the thinking. And then they go, oh, you can't just think out of it. Well, yeah, you can think out of the negative emotions and try to bring in the positive emotions. Okay, so that's what this thinking part is all about, especially when you're feeling depressed, you know, you're feeling in that not so nice state. So, oh, sorry, should have turned them off. So the next thing we have to look at, so this is where we're going. So if you're in these negative states, you think about it. When you're in a good frame of mind, when you're feeling really good and positive, you're not thinking about the past. You're not thinking about the future. You're thinking about the here and now. When you're feeling depressed, you're thinking about what's happened. You're thinking about the past. When you've got anxiety, you're thinking about the future, what could happen. So, for example, a situation has occurred. Now, I've had my fair share of situations, as you would have known in the podcast, a pack rape that left me for dead in the gutter, an emotional abusive relationship, 20-year relationship, near-death experience. You know, there's lots of triggers that I've had in my life that could quite easily have taken me down the depression or the anxiety or any of those paths without fail, no problems about it. And like I said, I've had some depressive states, but not being depressed. I've been depressed, not in depression, yeah. So what happens is that, so a situation has occurred, right? And we need to deal with it. Now, we need to deal with it on both levels, thinking and a feeling level, okay? We need to do both. If we get stuck in one or the other, it's not going to heal. Now, the other aspect that you have to have an understanding of, if something has happened to you that has been quite dramatic, it doesn't even have to be quite dramatic. It's dramatic for you, no matter what it is. It's dramatic enough for you that it has affected you, then you will often find that will reoccur a few times over in your life, and it could be quite often, but at different levels or at different areas. Okay, so you've had this situation happen to you. Now, what will happen or what can happen is that the situation's happened here at this particular time, right in the here and now. As you go forward in your life, you can stay right here and not go forward. And that's where you start to live that depressive life because of what was, what happened. You're living in the past. That's where this depression will sit. The other aspect is it's happened here in the now, and then you can worry that it's going to happen again. And that's where you bring the anxiety in. Now, anxiety can cause depression. But depression doesn't usually cause anxiety. Now, the reason why depression is you're thinking about the past, you can't go forward. Anxiety, you're constantly worried about the future, the forward, that it actually will drag you to the back, to the past. When you get an understanding of that, when you start to go, okay, well, my thoughts are more about worrying, or my thoughts are more about what's happened in the past, then you can start to change the way you're thinking. And if you can change the way you're thinking ever so slightly, in small steps, it will take you forward. It will change how you look at it. Okay. And I do mean ever so small steps. It doesn't have to be big steps. You can't, if you've had something happen to you 20 years ago and you're still sitting in it 20 years, you know, later, yes, it is going to take a while for it to change, but it can be done. And it's those little steps that do it. The first step is being aware of what you're doing. The first step is being aware that you're anxious for some reason. You're feeling it, so you're anxious for some reason. Have a think about it. The first step is you're aware that you're depressed. I've woken up. I wake up in the morning sometimes and I go, oh, I don't feel as good as I did the day before, you know, like, and I'm not experiencing anything deep like that. But I know that even when you're in the deep, you still have highs and lows in the deep. They may not be as normal highs or what you would perceive as a normal high, but you will have good days and bad days even when you're in the deep. Okay, so you still get those. Even with anxiety, you'll still have good days and bad days. But you know what? Most of the time you don't even realize you're having a good day until something happens and flips it. You need to be aware of what is happening in the here and now. That's what's important. What's happening in the here and now? Oh, okay, I'm feeling a bit of anxiety. Oh, why is that? Oh, it could have been this. That can actually make it worse. When we go, okay, I'm feeling a bit of anxiety, and you go, all right, do I need to feel that? Is that going to achieve anything? Is that going to help me? Is that improving my life? No, but I am worried. I know you're worried. I get that. But worry doesn't help anything. Worry does not change anything. All it does is makes me sick or makes yourself sicker or sick. Worry does not change anything. You can worry as much as you like, but it does not change a thing. Nothing at all. Not a thing. And the other aspect I looked at in that too is when I started looking at control, what I have control over and what I don't have control over. I have control over my thoughts, not necessarily a lot of control over my feelings, but I can get better with that. But I have a lot of control over my thoughts. And when you start to worry about something or someone, you start to go, well, what part of that have I got control or I can control? What part of it can I do anything with? So if you're worried about your I'll look at my age. Say I was worried about my daughter's relationship or my son's relationship or my, you know, I've got to go daughter, son, that's all I can think of at the moment. if I was worried about that, what part of control do I have over that? I have no control over what they do with their relationship. And the fact is I don't want to have control over it. It's their business. All I have control over is how I deal with that and how I respond. So if I'm there to be able to support my daughter or support my son, then that to me is what I can control. And I can control that in a really positive way. So there's things we can do. So I can't worry about that because it's not doing me any good. I have to allow that to go. And then I come back to me and go, okay, so what can I do with that? So if there's problems there, which there isn't actually, but if there was problems there, then how do I deal with that? You know, be a good listener. Check in on her. Check in on him. Is he going okay? You know, what's happening? Without being nosy and without interfering, okay? Because, again, there's nothing I can do. All I can do is give a bit of advice, really, or be a listener. I can't do anything. And I guess this is where we sort of go back to that thinking feeling. You know, what can I do to help her with her thinking feeling? If she is really or he is really stuck in his emotions, can I give him some thoughts that he could think a little bit differently? Is he stuck in his head and he's not taking on any his emotions? Can I get him to sit and have a think about how he's really feeling and actually feel how he's feeling? He's allowed to feel bad. She's allowed to feel crappy, but you can't stay in it and you can't take it out on the other person. So we're going through all these sort of areas. So Let's have a look at the real thinking feeling. Okay, so we've talked about if you're feeling it, you're deep into that feeling side of things with, say, anxiety or depression, which we talked about anxiety just then, depression. If you're really stuck in that depression, and some people get really, really stuck in it. And honestly, when I was going through those darker times myself, this is how theory practicing I am. What I really noticed was the darker and deeper I got, the less I could see a future. So when I was first breaking up with a relationship, it was like I was upset that I wasn't going to be, my idea of marriage was, you know, you become a grandma and you watch the kids grow and, you know, you're part of a team. And, you know, so I lost that future. I lost my future. So that was the first part of being the breakup. You know, that's where I was grieving a loss of a future. When I got into those darker and deeper times, that future started getting shorter and shorter, less and less. I'm not really sure what that means, but it just got less and less. I could organize a year in advance. I'm going to have we're going to go and do a holiday, or a year in advance, you know, the kids' birthdays, they turn 18 then, or, you know, something. You had something that you could do. Oh, this time next year or next Christmas, we'll do this. You could think in advance what you want to do and organize something. As I got deeper and deeper into this situation, it got harder and harder to think in advance. So when somebody said to me, oh, you know, in 6 months' time, we're going to do this. Are you interested? I couldn't think that far ahead. And it got less and less. It got to the month. What are you doing next month? Don't know. I can't think that far ahead. Just couldn't go there. And the deeper and deeper you got, or I got, the less future you felt like you had, until it got to the stage I could not even work out what I was going to do the next week. And this is where I get this understanding where people do take their own lives. It's like you lose your future. You've got no future. And that's why anxiety and depression are so different, is that you basically lose your future. With depression, you lose your future. With anxiety, you're constantly in it. Constantly in it. So we need to come back to the here and now. We need to come back to this. Now, how did I was going through the depression. How did I get out of that? I did start to think differently. It was hard, but it was one step at a time. And that's where I was going, wasn't it? One step at a time. All right. So with anxiety, I've done that one step where we go, okay, the biggest thing is the awareness. That's right. The first thing was the awareness. Is being aware that that's what you're doing, being aware that you're anxious, being aware that you're depressed. Now, you know, somebody's going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, well, that's really duh. Like, come on, you know when you're depressed and you know when you're anxious. But you don't always understand, again, that those levels, even when you're depressed, you can still have good days and bad days, better days and not so good days. So even when you're in a depressive type state, you can have better times. Now, you know that. You know that. You know that because you see people that are depressed, or you know people that are going through depression, and yet you see them smiling and having a good time. Yes, it might be false, but in that instant, they're smiling. In that instant, they are feeling good. In that instant. And that here and now. Yes, they may go home and they may go depressed again and they go back into that cycle. But there's those little snippets of time when they're not in that really bad depressive state. This is those little steps that, you know, that we can take, those little steps that we can be aware of and take that forward each time. So again, you can't get through this quickly. This is not a fix-all overnight thing. It's taken you a long time to get in there, and you may be in there for a long time. So it's not going to be a quick fix. It's got to be a slow one. It's going to be a constant, maybe slow, but constant fix. So what I started doing is going, all right, I'd wake up and I'd feel a bit crappy. Yeah, it was, and you knew, you could feel it. It was so different. Like, and I'm not talking about having really good days. I'm saying you were still on a, it wasn't a good day, but some days were even worse than that. And others were, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm going to get through this. You know, you had that day. And then there was other days where I just didn't want to get out of bed. You just didn't want to do anything. It's those days. You acknowledge it. And then you go, okay, so I'm doing the feeling side of it. This is how I'm feeling. But I'm wallowing in that feeling. What is something I can do, one thing I can do just to lift me out of that feeling just for a small amount of time? Doesn't matter, just a small amount of time. And you're going to go, okay, because I'm feeling everything, I can't think. Yeah? When you're feeling it, when you're so engrossed in the heart, so engrossed in that emotion and the feeling, it's really, really hard to think. That's what we need to do. We need to get that balance happening again. We need to get the thinking and the feeling. We want to feel. Feeling's okay. Wallowing in it, not so good. So what's one thing that we can think of that makes us feel better? One thing. And if we can do one thing a day and allow that one thing to expand slowly over time, it doesn't have to be the one thing, but different things expanding, it might be that I just do one letter. Now, you're strong enough to do this. You're strong enough to beat those emotions if you choose to. And I'm not saying you do it overnight. But this is mastering it. This is mastering what's going on with you and mastering just a small part of it. Again, it's not bad to grieve. It's not bad to be sad. It's not bad to have negative emotions. That's what makes us stronger. It's when you want to live constantly in those emotions. So we need to do small things to bring you forward. Now, if you are experiencing depression, that's when a psychologist would be able to help, if you get the right one. Obviously, you know, that's something that you have to trial and error, which isn't real easy, but you need to get the right one. Now, other areas that you can look at, obviously, are these types of podcasts where maybe they can help you and get you through that. I ended up reading a lot of books because there was no internet in those days. There was nothing like that. So I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of book reading, and that's what helped me get through. And I would take snippets out of each book, and like you can, take snippets out of each different podcasts and different, you could do books as well, different areas or different websites, different YouTube channels, you know, whatever it is you're looking at. You don't have to follow everything. Take what you need. But the first thing is being aware and saying, okay, my day isn't so good today. Or, you know what, I'm feeling better than I was yesterday. Let's see what I can do with that. Let's see if I can take that another step forward. And a lot of the times your feelings there, you'd be going through the depression, but you're also thinking about it too. So you're bringing it back to you. If we can change your thoughts just slightly there to be thinking about something a little bit different, something that you can look forward to, then we can start to mix it up a little bit. So that's when you're really deep in the depression and you've got the anxiety. So they're the awareness. The other side of it is if you're living a life that you're not experiencing those, but you still get like, I mean, I'm not experiencing those, but I still get those shitty days. I can assure you, I still have the crappy days. You know, my partner just lost his mum, and I know, but my mum and dad, you know, like they're in their 90s, you know, so it's like, well, I'm going to have to go through what he's going through at the moment. So we are going to have those sort of shitty days. So when you're experiencing them, again, the first step is awareness. You know, I wake up in the morning, like I said, and there's times there when I go, why am I feeling so crappy? Like, why am I feeling this way? I went to bed feeling really good. What happened during the night to make me wake up feeling this way? Because often I'll wake up feeling like, oh, I want to get in, I want to get that podcast, and I want to do this, I want to do that, and I'm going to pop down the shops, and I'm going to go and do this, and, you know, and I wake up feeling quite energized and quite energetic because, you know, I've got this to do and I've got that to do and I'm looking forward to this and there's things to do. And it's not that my life's exciting. I can assure you it's not like that. But I make it like that because I have things to look forward to. I have things that, or I don't even want to look forward to, like doing the shopping. Yuck, who looks forward to going grocery shopping? Not me. But I schedule it in and I schedule it in and it's like I look forward to my day. So when we have these crappy days, again, it's awareness. And it's like saying, oh, okay, I'm not having such a good day today. So there's this feeling of heaviness, a grayness around me. What's going on? Why am I feeling like that? And if I don't get the answer, and often I don't, it's like, well, how can I change that? What do I need to do? And often it's a thought. It's all it is a thought. I go, all right, no, okay, well, let's just think about, all right, I want to get my social media stuff done up. Okay, cool. There I go. And it's just sort of changes it. It doesn't mean it's gone away. It's just changed it. But again, it's the awareness. And when we're looking at that awareness and we're looking, I just did the thought then, but what I did first was the feeling. I felt it. I could feel it. I sat with it. I got an understanding. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit numb today, a little bit grey today, a little bit whatever it is today. It's not enough to take medication. It's not enough to get on wine at 8 o'clock in the morning, which would be fun. But no, it's just acknowledging it and that awareness. And then in that awareness, I've sat in that emotion. I've accepted it. Okay, feeling a little bit shitty today. All right. How can I combat that? How can I look at that? I'm not going to say that it's not happening. I'm just going to say I'm going to change my day up, not to sort of suit it. So not necessarily to appease it, but to sort of go, okay, acknowledge it. I'm aware of it. I've acknowledged it. And now I'm going to look at something I can do to allow you to sit in that if you choose to or for it to be changed. That's how we're looking at it. So we can sit in it if we choose to, or we can change it. And when you're in the dark, deepest sort of areas, that's going to take a lot longer. When you're not in those and you're experiencing those normal ups and downs without, you know, feeling really deep in them, you'll still feel it, but you can acknowledge it and you can get through it a little bit easier, a little bit quicker. So for those, and on honestly, most of us are living with some form of where we can become depressed or we can become anxious or, you know, we have that. Like I remember I had an anxiety attack. I didn't even know what anxiety was when that was happening, mate. That was incredible. I had an anxiety attack and I sort of went, I phoned my girlfriend and said, you know, like this is what's happening. And she said, all right, well, we won't go. Oh, that's right. It was the very first time I was going to go out. This was like 2 years after my separation. And we were going to go out to a Creedence Clearwater Revival show. And it was my very first time out in public, would you believe? Took me 2 years after the marriage breakdown. Took me 2 years before I went out in public. And I had an anxiety attack. And she said, oh, we just won't go. And I went, no, we will go. We're going to go. And I said, I'm going to push through this. This is not going to control my life. And because I knew anxiety can control people's lives, I'm not going to let it control my life. So I said, I want you to come over, get yourself ready, come over and make me go. And I don't know why I did that, but I was obviously following my intuition at that stage. I wanted to go. And, yes, I was anxious, but, yes, I did get through it. And it was a little bit like I just sort of hid in the corner for a little while to start with and then moved out and got further out and ended up dancing and it was fine. So we can do this. If I wanted to succumb to those sort of emotions, I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to do that. Spirit lets me. But I don't want to. And so it's us wanting to change that will make the difference. So when you get up and you go, okay, I'm not feeling so good today. I'm acknowledging it. Not feeling so good. Not really wanting to do anything. I feel like shit. Oh, another thing I used to do is if I was feeling sad, no one was around, I would put on a Sookie movie and I would make myself cry. Because it was like, okay, you're feeling sad. Let's just put it all out there. Let's do the whole lot until you can't cry anymore. And then maybe you'll get a bit more of an understanding of it. And that's what I do. I'd cry. I just get on there, watch, well, I don't know, those Sookie movies, you know, you watch like Beaches and stuff like that. Have a good cry, get it all out of the system. And then it was like, oh, okay. I had sort of like physically addressed the emotion. So I'd accepted that I was sad, addressed it, lived it, did it, went through it. Rah, 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 short period of time, which is, you know, when you took a couple of hours, like watching movies or whatever. And I think I did that over a few days. And I addressed it. It was like, well, you've just let it all go. You know, you've done the woe is me. You've done the, oh, I'm so sad. And you've addressed it. And now it's like, okay, move on. Let's see where we can go from here. I've not had to use that trick, but that was a really good trick when you wanted to, you're feeling the emotions and you don't know how to deal with them. I did the old rip the Band-Aid off, you know, like binge watch Sookie movies until you just couldn't cry anymore and it just didn't affect you anymore. And then you could start to think a little bit clearer without that negative emotion. And I guess I wonder that if we're getting these emotions from spirit and spirit's going, well, you're sad, you're allowed to be sad, rah, 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 why are we getting them? Because we have to do something physical with them, don't we? If we're getting messages in the form of energy emotion, in emotions, if we're getting messages from spirit, the reason why we're getting them is because they want us to, well, spirit wants us to act on it. They want us to do something physical. That's why we get these messages, to do something physical. Spirit can't do the physical. The physical body does the physical. The physical body has the five senses. The spirit doesn't. So the spirit's sending this information, intuitive information to us, to the physical body, and we are to act on it, respond to it, react. Do something. So if you're starting to feel this little bit of sadness and you sort of feel like you're a bit teary at the end, for example, if my partner's lost his mum and he hasn't cried and he's in Melbourne, so I don't know, if he hasn't expressed his grief, one of the ways you can do that is to be watching those movies. Think about what you're doing and where it's going. Watch movies like that. Allow that expression to come through and be actioned, and you may find that then you start to get different sorts of information. You start to get different intuitive messages. No, that's just a thought. That's a good thought. All right, I'm running out of time. So that's emotional mastery as far as I'm concerned. It's not about controlling your emotions. It's about mastering them. So we've got that negative thing. How can we master it? We master it with a thought. And when we've got too much thought, how do we master that? We master that with emotions, and we keep them going, and we keep them balanced and even. So we're not always in our head and we're not always in our heart. We've got them both working. Okay, that's what's really, really important, because your thoughts will trigger emotions as well, and emotions will trigger thoughts. So we've got them both happening. So make sure that if you've got these thoughts that are triggering emotions all the time and you're getting that negative emotion all the time, we've got to slowly change those thoughts and start to change the patterning. When you are in a really deep state of sort of a negative emotions and something positive happens, you laugh about something, You know, you hear a joke or something, you laugh about it. Acknowledge that. That's an awareness. Just sort of went, oh, that was funny. Acknowledge it. Because the more you do that, the more you're putting it out there for the law of attraction. You've acknowledged it and you've been aware of it. You're putting it out there for the law of attraction. Oh, that was funny. I enjoyed that. That was good. Start to they're the little steps. That was good. I enjoyed that. Oh, thank you. That was great, fun. And you're acknowledging it all the time. When you're acknowledging it, you're going to start to bring that into your whole area of life. So that's me. First step is, like I said, the awareness. Get your positives, get your thinking and feeling balanced. Get it more in balance, okay? If you've got the negatives and you're thinking negatives, change one or the other. It's easier to change your thought than it is to change your feeling to start with. Then it's easier to change your feeling when you do an action like do some painting or ride your bike or go for a walk or, you know, start to do some action and that will help you feel better as well. Okay, so it's just a big cycle. It's just being aware of where you are and where you're at this particular cycle. You know, are you sitting too much in your emotions or too much in your head? You know, because both head and heart have positives and negatives. They've got it all. It's just getting that balance. All right, that's me. You've got, there's new courses available now too on the artofintuition.com.au, Australian Business. Subscribe to the podcast if you enjoy it. I've got more guests coming on board and it's all happening. What was the other thing I was going to say? The workshops are going ahead. Oh, I'm doing live readings on Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group. So I do live readings every Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time. So you can catch me on there as well. You ask for a card if you like. All right, that's me. I'm going to say goodbye. Oops, got to get the right spot here. And I will see you next week. Okay, bye for now.